Hey folks, here at OS Reviews, you're watching our retro look back at the Samsung i9-27 Captivate Glide. This is going to be a hardware tour of this phone because I don't have the original battery anymore. However, this phone is still a very unique product to reminisce just because it's one of the few Galaxy S phones that has a QWERTY keyboard, so it slides out, which makes messaging really easy. Back when it was released in 2011 with AT&T here in the States, it sold for about $150 with a 2-year service agreement and had pretty impressive specs, inclusive of a 4-inch Super AMOLED panel, which had a 480 by 800 pixel resolution. And there was an 8 megapixel autofocus enabled camera on the back, capable of shooting 720p HD video. Inside, there was also the NVIDIA Tegra 2 dual-core 1 GHz processor, coupled with 1 gig of RAM, which was also pretty fast for Android 2.3 Gingerbread. And there was also a 1650 mAh capacity battery. Despite its name being called a Captivate Glide, the i9-27 is really still part of the Samsung Galaxy S lineup of its high-end premium phones, and it was really the second generation model, part of the Galaxy S2 series, as opposed to the original Galaxy S, which really went with the 1 GHz single core processor. But otherwise, this was a 4G LTE phone, which was great to note, so you got very fast speeds even if you didn't have Wi-Fi on. There was the typical GPS and typical Bluetooth, supported Adobe's Flash for web browsing, and there was Swipe installed as well, so it made for a very quick messaging and multimedia experience. So taking a quick look at the design here, you can see the top does have a front-facing camera, so it was pretty good for video chatting as well. There's a earpiece down below here. There's capacitive controls for menu, home, back, and search, which were also backlit. Next to another 4-inch phone that's pretty typical, a more budget-oriented phone by today's standards. Here's the Alcatel One Touch Evolve. You can see kind of the size difference there, pretty similar. Next to a 5-inch phone, a more modern device, you can kind of see also the size difference on the sides there. So if we turn the phone around and show you guys some more of the hardware of the phone here, I have the back cover actually off, but the sides here featured access to a power on off switch on the top here, which is pretty tactile and responsive. Now, as with most Samsung phones at the time, it's a very plasticky phone, so it's fairly lightweight, weighing in at under 140 grams despite having the slide out form factor. So everything was constructed out of plastic, which meant it was a bit more fragile and not as premium feeling, unfortunately. But the back did have a metal accented 8 megapixel camera sensor with the typical LED flash, loudspeaker. Underneath there was a full size SIM card slot, in addition to a micro SD card slot for expanding the memory, which you could use if you wanted to have more media content, for instance. The very top had access to a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack and a micro USB port for charging the phone. It took about 3 hours to completely charge. And the side here, there was a volume rocker as well. So if we slide the phone kind of out, you can see that even the back here from the slider mechanism is made out of plastic. So it really is very plasticky. There are no metal accents really on the moving parts here, which was a little bit disappointing, but it still worked well enough. So the keyboard here, you can see here, does have a few metal accents on the base plate at least. It's a very spacious keyboard because the size of the phone is 4 inches. It reminds me a bit of the Samsung Fascinate for Verizon, which was kind of in the original Galaxy S Generation 1, but it was a very similar concept, also a messaging phone that has pretty top-of-line internals for its time. The keyboard here really is spacious with 4 rows for comfortable typing, and there was also standard Android keys on the sides here for going to the menu, going to the home, searching, and going back, and there was also some standard symbol keys located on the sides here. I really like this layout just because the spacebar has its own proper positioning, and everything does feel pretty tactile and responsive, very easy to click on and to type on messages. It's extremely large. If anything, it's a very flush keyboard, so you can see here it does remain quite close to the surface of the phone just to make the slider mechanism fit a little bit better, make the phone slimmer. So one of the downsides is it doesn't have as much travel and feedback as some maybe older Blackberries, for instance, which are much more raised about the surface of the unit. So that's one of the limitations that you would see here. Otherwise, the phone itself was, again, very typical as far as the software side of things were concerned, which meant that it did run on, again, TouchWiz, which was Samsung's own proprietary skin on top of Android. It was Android 2.3 Gingerbread, so very outdated by today's standards, but it had that Super AMOLED screen, so everything was super saturated, bright and vibrant and easy to see. Multimedia was really the emphasis here, so with messaging, browsing the web, everything was fairly swift. And even today, it's still quite a usable phone, I'd say, despite not having something like a quad-core processor, or not even a Snapdragon 400, for instance. It still is usable. If you are looking up for a very low-cost phone just for calling, this does still fit the bill. Phone quality on here back in the day was excellent because it had a noise-canceling microphone, and reception was also quite strong. So again, it does have 4G, it has all the modern essentials, just not the latest processor, so as long as you're not playing back a ton of intensive games and doing too much multitasking, you should still be fine with this phone. So anyways, quite an interesting device just because of its slide-out form factor and the fact that, you know, it doesn't have Galaxy S in its name, but technically it was a Galaxy S product as part of the second generation family. So thanks for watching this retro look back at the hardware of the Samsung i9 27 Captivate Glide here at OS Reviews.